Hi, I'm Carlton. I'm from the U.S., living in Brussels here now for about 12 years. And we moved to Brussels to start a couple projects, and one of them is Serve the City.
Hi, my name is Francisca. I'm doing an internship here, and I'm also a volunteer. And got drawn to Serve the City because I just visited their website, took a look at their values, and it just, I don't know, it talked to my heart.
We have a big team here. I'm the director of Serve the City and the founder. And yeah, we have probably right now a core team of about 25 people, and it's a big mix. Very few of our staff are paid, but people just manage to find time, and I think it's because they receive more than they give. I mean, I think that's the surprising thing about serving or volunteering is that you think, oh my goodness, this is going to cost me something. And it does. I mean, it does cost us compassion. It costs us energy. It costs us time. But in the end, it gives us so much that it's, I don't know, I like to define it as more-ish. You know, you have some taste and you feel like you want more.
So Serve the City is a movement of volunteers. Basically, how I always explain this to people is we're a sort of a platform and we provide centers in Brussels with volunteers. So what we observe is that a lot of people want to help out, they want to volunteer, but they don't really know how to do this. So we provide them with this opportunity for volunteering. So we basically partner with lots of centers and we also take a look at their needs. So we just match the volunteers with those needs.
We are, we're active or starting in about 117 cities around the world. We started in Brussels, and people really just picked it up like a virus, and it became kind of contagious. So I think it's one of those fun viral stories. And when people visited us here in Brussels and they saw what we were doing with the Big Volunteer Week, they thought, I could do that. This is our 13th Big Volunteer Week, as we call it. We generally expect or hope for about 500 volunteers involved in the week. Anyway, we're hosted this year by Bozar. So we meet there. We get all of our volunteers in one space at one time, try to set the kind of agenda for the day, inspire people, motivate people, then break everybody up into small teams. So people have registered on the website as a volunteer by that time, and they would say they'd like to do something social, or they'd like to do something practical, or they'd like to do something on the street. So people kind of indicate their preferences before they come. We keep registration open to the last minute, so please don't think it's too late. Go ahead and register, and you get the chance to pick, so you can pick the days.
This week is an amazing chance to be introduced to this world of volunteering. You're helping out the people you're serving, but you're also helping yourself out. So you're spreading compassion, and by spreading compassion, you're also your heart grows bigger.
I come back to this idea that we have, we know them by their needs. What if we knew them by name? And I just have personal friends, you know, that I have friendships I've formed, people I've met, people I know their names, and having the privilege to have been involved in their lives, yeah, I mean, it's such an honor.